Let's go now to our own takeaway correspondent, Femi Oke. Femi actually spent the night with Haitians in New York who were trying to get information about what's happening there at home. Good morning, Femi.
Good morning to you, Celeste.
Can you describe what the scene was like last night as there were people there trying to get news of their loved ones?
I was in Queens, and I was between two places. I was at a big Haitian restaurant called the Brasserie Creole Restaurant, and it just became a very natural gathering point. There were a number of TVs up with 24-hour cable news blasting out, people trying to text, getting emails, sharing the little bit of information that they could get hold of. And then just along the street was a much bigger, more formal organization, and that is the Haitian Americans United for Peace. And they actually are set up to deal with emergencies just like this, and they were very much a focal point for information coming in from Haiti and also people calling them to find out what's happened to their relatives, where they are, how they get help to them. And just bit by bit, as hour by hour went by, more and more information was coming in.
Well, you spoke with several people at the group Haitian Americans United for Progress, but even there, people were just distraught as they tried to get some kind of news. This is the voice of Poudin Devarot.
It hurt me so badly. I don't know what to say. Am I going to sleep tonight? I don't know.
Was that the general concern, that they were just trying to get any information out of Port-au-Prince, where communication lines were down?
People were desperate, and I was with Elsie St. Louise Asselien. She's the executive director of the Haitian Americans United for Peace organization, and she said the biggest problem was fear, just not knowing, not hearing from your relatives. And the reason Poudin, who you just heard there, sounded so distraught was because as I was working with this agency, they were seeing pictures being emailed in from Haiti, and there was no sensor on these pictures, so you were seeing people losing bits of limbs, there were bloody bits of body, there was awful scenes of places that they knew very, very well, absolutely destroyed, and there was no filter. People were just sending them, like, here's this place, the presidential palace, the roof has collapsed on parts of it. So they were just getting that information in real time, uncensored, and that's why Poudin's Devereaux sounded so distraught to see Haiti looking in such a state.
Well, this is actually the sound of Rico Dupuy from Radio Soleil actually saying that their phone lines are getting jammed.
Every single person who called wants to know, really, if that area was impacted, trying to find out if their family have been spared. And the only reason we don't see all the phones lit at the same time is we've been telling them, please, give us a break. Don't call us. Let us get the information. If you call us, you're slowing the process.
And in fact, we heard earlier two people, France and Neptune and his girlfriend Mallory Thurwell, who were able to get back in touch on this air. If you do want to inquire about your family, you can call the State Department at 888-407-4747.